Share our meeting between meetings. February 2018. Title: It's Warmer Inside. Editorial: Hello and welcome, dear reader, to this edition of Share. Yes, I know, the front cover looks as if you might have picked up a leaflet extolling the virtues of not smoking, but fear not, you are in the right place. This month we are on step and tradition too, and once again we have a wealth of fabulous articles for you to enjoy, full of your own experience, strength and hope. We also have some pearls in the speaker's corner and ID parade columns too. It's all great stuff, I can assure you. It will not have escaped your notice that we have another creative photograph on this month's cover. Yes, I know, after last month's rusty wheel, you would have thought I might have made more of an effort to sell our magazine with a spiffing landscape or some meaningful vista. But no, here we are with a receptacle for fag ends. Nice. Actually, the photo came in from a reader after an appeal for quirky photos from me. I've had it for a while and I love it. I love it because it is simple and it tells a story. As always, the photo inspired this month's title and overall theme to share. I had toyed with titles such as Stubbing It Out and The Fag Ends of Old Lives, but I wasn't convinced. Not at all, in fact. And then it occurred to me at this time of year, smokers at meetings are out in the cold. And what's your point, editor? Well, for me at least, when I finally came to realise that my higher power was capable of restoring me to sanity, I saw that it was, indeed, a lot warmer inside than outside the programme. Next month, step three. We invite articles on your experience, strength and hope. This month we're particularly looking for those on steps and traditions 4 and 5 for the April and May issues. There are many AA members who are unable to go to meetings. The housebound, some single parents with children, those in the armed services, on oil rigs, in prisons or hospitals, who rely on Share for their meeting between meetings, and sometimes instead of one. Please take the time to write and share your experience, strength and hope with them. Whether you're a newcomer, an old-timer or just an ordinary member, we would like to hear your story, just like at any other meeting. Not only that, but putting pen to paper can enhance your own sobriety as well as that of the whole fellowship. You don't need to be a polished author. Spelling and grammar will all be amended if necessary. You can write just a few lines or more, up to about 1,000 words. But we do not publish poetry or obituaries. So please, send your contribution, including your name and address, not for publication, to the editor, Share, General Service Office, P.O. Box 1, 10 Toft Green, York, Y017NJ, or email aashare@gsogb.org.uk. A word from the editor. On page 26 in the magazine, some of our longer term readers may recognise the cartoon that is on it. Sadly, we have had to fill an otherwise blank page due to a lack of articles received at GSO in York. So please, please, please do write in and share with us your experience, strength and hope. Without your articles, our wonderful magazine will continue to have pages just like this one. I would imagine that many of you will get bored quite quickly if this comes to pass. Think of a meeting where nobody shares at all. Not very inspiring, is it? So again, please send in your experience, strength and hope and share it with us. Thank you. End.